Are you tired of being a pushover? Are you tired of other people hurting your feelings? Do you almost always say yes to please others? Then keep listening. Do you recognize the following scenario? Someone asks you something, and you hear yourself saying, "Yes, of course," but you actually disagree, and you should have said no. Not only do you disagree, but you don't have time for it. Another example. Your parents are talking. You want to say something. First you wait, then you try, but they're not listening. Then you try again. In the end, you feel that you have to yell and shout before they'll even listen to you. Friends take advantage of you because they know that you don't say no easily. Or even worse, some kids are bullying you and hurting your feelings because they know you won't defend yourself. If any of this sounds familiar, then you might consider increasing your assertiveness. In Assertiveness for Teens, you will discover how to boost your assertiveness in only 2 minutes. What the percolator effect means. How to determine your current level of assertiveness. The communication style of low assertive people. How you can change your mindset to facilitate assertive behavior. Tips to say no and ask for what you want and deserve. Tips to show confidence. More tools and techniques to increase your confidence. And how to respond directly and say what you really mean. Effective answers that you can use when you are bullied. You might think that being less assertive or being too aggressive is something you were born with, but the contrary is true. It's something you develop as you grow up. A lot of famous people, like Christina Aguilera, the famous singer, Eva Mendes, the famous actress, and even Bill Clinton, the former president of the United States, were once bullied, but redeveloped themselves and have become assertive now. This means that you can redevelop as well. Don't wait any longer. Buy this audiobook now and start listening. Assertiveness is an empowering personality trait that allows you to stand up for your own and other people's rights. Assertiveness is congruent with fighting for what's right in a calm and non-aggressive manner. The biggest power of an assertive person is his or her ability to articulate even the most conflicting ideas without upsetting or antagonizing the opposing party. The quality of assertiveness is to stand up firmly for your rights by expressing your feelings, thoughts, and beliefs in honest, direct, and non-aggressive ways. It's important to note that assertiveness includes deep sensitivity for the thoughts, beliefs, and feelings of other people. Assertiveness is typically seen as a balance between passive and aggressive behaviors. Since assertiveness is connected to communication and behaviors, it'll help to know the different communication styles that exist to better improve the understanding of assertiveness. Here are the primary types of communication. Passive, aggressive, assertive, and passive-aggressive. Let us look at each type in a little detail, along with some examples. Passive communication. People with a passive style of communication tend not to express their feelings, opinions, or thoughts openly. They're not equipped to fight for their rights. Passive communication is typically associated with low self-esteem. Based on their belief that they're not worth taking care of, passive communicators do not respond overtly to angry or hurtful situations. Instead, they unwittingly accumulate negative feelings and resentment. But one can only collect and hold so much negativity. Therefore, such people are prone to emotional outbursts when their threshold levels are breached. Passive communicators do not assert themselves even when they know they should. Allow others to infringe on their rights. Do not express their opinions and needs. Nearly always speak in an apologetic tone, and exhibit slumped body posture